With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
3, 2, 1.
When I'm working out, I love to listen to your podcast.
Whenever you say something, other people react to it.
Taking my breath away, Aaron.
Vern Lundquist joins
me. Welcome in, everybody, episode
Calhoun, NASCAR icon, Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Kirk Herbstreit the Sports Podcast. Phone. It is Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. People, I hope everybody's doing well. Hope everybody is having a great day. Hope everybody is ready for our continued series all March long with our buddy Hassan Diarra. That is right, Headband Haas. I am wearing my hoodie as we speak. That is right. All March long, we have had Hassan Diarra, UConn guard, the Big East sixth man of the year. We have featured him on this show every week. And in the lead up to the NCAA tournament, we are doing it again. Day later than normal, there were some scheduling issues, but Hassan and I have so much that we got to talk about. Since the last time we spoke, he was named Big East sixth man of the year. A very, you know, just such a deserved honor on his behalf. Also, may have heard UConn won the Big East tournament. We'll talk about that, the different opponents, the different matchups, and of course, talk about the first weekend of the college basketball tournament. Before we get started, do a couple quick reminders. First of all, if you have not signed up for the Aaron Torres Pod Bracket Challenge, make sure to do so. All you got to do, go to bracketfanatics.com, click the sponsored bracket tab. You will see my logo. The logo of this podcast, and you can join up right away. Here's the cool part. It is free to enter. $1,000 in cash prizes are being given away. So make sure that you are joining the Aaron Torres Pod Bracket Challenge, bracketfanatics.com. Click the sponsored bracket tab. You will see my logo. You can sign up right there. Also, want to thank the presenting sponsor of the interviews with Hassan every single week, Shea's Pizzeria and Sports Bar in Manchester, Connecticut. Shea's Pizzeria and Sports Bar, come for the food, stay for the fun. Listen, we've loved working with Shea's, and the great thing about Shea's, first of all, the Huskies are on the road again this Friday and Sunday in Brooklyn. If you cannot go, there is no better place to go to watch the Huskies than Shea's Pizzeria and Sports Bar in Manchester, Connecticut. They got TVs. That patio, the largest patio in Connecticut, is set to open for the spring here soon. And oh, by the way, live music every Friday and Saturday night. Shea's Pizzeria and Sports Bar, we appreciate their help. 103 Tallent Turnpike in Manchester, Connecticut. Shea's Pizzeria, come for the food, stay for the fun. We appreciate them. All right. Think that's it. Think that's enough for right now. What we're going to do this second. We are going to go take a quick break, get a couple words from our partners, and then we will welcome back UConn guard Hassan Diarra, the kid they call Headband Haas.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, joining me via Zoom. Day late this week. That was on me. Busy week with the bracket out, with the portal out. But do want to welcome in our weekly guest of the UConn Huskies, now the Big East regular season champs, the Big East tournament champs, Asad Diarra. What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm great, man. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing great. A couple things. First of all, I you know, it's a little chillier today, so I'm wearing the hood band, the headband shirt. Sorry, I'm all over the place today. I was in Vegas last week. It was cold. It was rainy, so I'm a mess. But this sweatshirt kept me warm. Haas, again, tell everybody where they could get theirs. This is a very warm sweatshirt. I'm just saying it. I love it, but where can people get it?
22thread.com/HassanDiarra, headband, highs, merch, all of that. You look good in the hoodie. I appreciate you.
Oh, thank you. Well, listen, like I said, I like the white. I think it looks good, and it kept me warm when I was in Vegas. So, again, check out. Make sure you help out Hassan here. Grab some of his gear as we get set for March. Speaking of March, by the way, do want to remind everybody that today's interview was brought to you by Shea's Pizzeria in Manchester. Shea's Pizzeria and Sports Bar. Come for the food, stay for the fun. Listen, hope everybody enjoyed St. Paddy's Day last weekend at Shea's. You got the Huskies for three straight days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and it is going to be much the same this weekend. Best place to check out the Huskies. Also, live music on Friday and Saturday night. I believe it is Good and Rich on Friday. Saturday, it is the East Band. So Huskies play right into dinner, right into live music. Shea's Pizzeria and Sports Bar, that's where you want to go to check out the Huskies in Manchester, Connecticut. By the way, spring is coming. They got the largest outdoor patio in Connecticut, Shea's Pizzeria and Sports Bar. Come for the food, stay for the fun. 103 Tollin Turnpike in Manchester, Connecticut. And we are so, so, so grateful that they are helping us bring you Hassan each and every week. With that said, so here's the deal, Hassan. I got a little pushback last week. Shame on me. I didn't tell anybody. We recorded this interview last week, probably about a half an hour before you were officially announced the Big East Sixth Man of the Year. So first of all, apologies to all the listeners. They were like, Torres, he will only be addressed as Sixth Man of the Year, Hassan Diarra, going forward. So I apologize to all the UConn fans that were mad at me. Did you know this was coming? I mean, I know it's a week removed. There's been games and stuff, but did you know this was coming? Did you have any idea? And when did you find out about winning Sixth Man of the Year in the Big East?
I actually didn't know it was coming. It kind of caught me off guard. I actually found out right after I got off the interview with you, because I would have told you. But I mean, I'm so appreciative of it. You know, I mean, a lot of credit goes to my teammates and my coaches for just having a great year, and just putting me in the best positions to be successful.
So, you know, listen, I know it's about the team and it's about this and it's about that. I think in many ways, it's the best award you can win, because it speaks to your selflessness. It speaks to the fact that in this attitude of this era of ego and, you know, the transfer portal's open now. We set a record number of players entering the portal yesterday, and it's not to say that there aren't legitimate good reasons to transfer, but everybody's looking for more playing time, more this, more that, da da da. You are a guy that could start for just about any team in the country, and you choose to be the sixth man and an insanely valuable piece to this UConn Huskies team. So I know it's about your teammates, and I don't want to dismiss everything that they have done to help you win this award, but you kind of got to be proud, because you could be somewhere where you got 22 a night and your team's maybe, you know, on the bubble or out of the tournament, or your season's done, but you were part of something bigger than yourself. Is there any satisfaction in knowing, hey, I could have done so much statistically more than I'm doing here, but I know that my contributions are needed on a championship winning team that, of course, has already won one national championship, now Big East tournament champs, and of course, pursuing a second straight national title?
I mean, yeah, definitely. You know, I'm definitely proud of myself. It shows that, you know, a lot of the work is paying off. But also, you know, I'm happy with what I'm in my position here. You know what I mean? We're competing for championships, and we're doing it at a high level. I get to play with some great players. I get to be around some amazing people each and every day. So I'm just so happy. I get to share this award with my teammates and my coaches.
Where does the selflessness come from? I mean, we've talked a lot about your on-the-court stuff. We know your brother is part of the staff, but where does the selflessness come from? Is it family? Is it parents? I mean, where does that come from?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think my parents raised me right. My mom, she was so very – taught us to be very unselfish, and to give, you know what I mean? Always give back, and instead of being a taker, be a giver.
Fantastic. Let's get into this past week. You know, we talked last week about leading into the Big East tournament and what it means to UConn fans, you guys wanting to win for UConn. What stands out to me is three different games, really, in three different days. You know, Xavier, a little bit of a slow start, you know, incredible second half. St. John's, it's like foot to the gas, full speed ahead, 40 minutes. And then obviously, you know, a little bit of a slow start for Marquette. As you sit back and reflect, I mean, I don't know when I say that, and I'm sure you've watched the film and coaches have talked to you about it, but I think that's kind of a testament to you guys. You can win scoring 90, you can win scoring 71, whatever it takes, but three wins, 3 days, three completely different games.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I mean, this team showed a lot of courage and showed that we could win every type of game. You know, I mean, I would say first game, you know, got off pretty slow. First half wasn't what we wanted. Second half, we blew the doors off them. And then the St. John's game, you know, it was a very up-tempo, scoring-minded game, up and down. We found a way to win that one. And then against Marquette, you know, it was a real Big East battle. Very physical, low scoring in the first half, but we found a way to get our rhythm and really perform in the second half as well.
What, you know, tell us, for people who have never been part of it, what is the prep like? Because, you know, maybe not so much a Thursday to Friday when you're going, you know, noon Eastern to a 5 o'clock start, but you play St. John's and it's less than 24 hours. I mean, when that game goes final, but and also when your game went final, you didn't necessarily know who you were playing. So take us through, as a player, what are you doing, you know, after that St. John's game, as opposed to, you know, to get ready in a 24-hour period like that?
Yeah, we want to get back to the hotel as soon as possible. You know, many of us try to get a meal in. And then we shower up, we rest. We'll have a masseuse with us. We'll get massages. And then after coaches are done watching the team where we're going to play, they come together, they meet, they build a scouting report and build how we're going to attack them. And then we meet at night, watch film, do a quick walkthrough, and then we go to bed. And then we wake up in the morning, we have shoot-around where we can really walk through the sets, attack what we're going to do on offense and things of that nature.
So when you play at 5 Eastern on Friday, what time is that film session slash walkthrough? Because their game's probably not ending till, you know, 10 p.m. Eastern time, right? Something like that?
Yeah, I think actually St. John's played after us. So we were able to get their scout early. So our film session was about 8 o'clock. Got together as a team, ate as a team. Watch film. We also broke down on what we need to improve from the last game that we just played that same day, and then had a little walkthrough. So around 7:30, 8 o'clock.
What about for the following St. John's into Marquette?
Yeah, for the following St. John's Marquette, that game ended pretty late. So we would think we met around like 9:30, and then we did the same thing, just a quick walkthrough. Scout, but it's easier because we've played these teams before, so we kind of know the scouting report, and what these teams like to do.
Yeah, I think I asked you this last week. Is there are you at this point in the year learning new things about teams, or is it pretty much, you know, you just played Marquette, you know, 10 days ago or whatever? I mean, are you learning new stuff, or is it pretty much kind of reinforcing what you already knew?
It's mostly reinforcing what we already know. You know, they'll add a little wrinkles to a couple of their sets. But other than that, it's pretty simple, and we know what they want to do.
Let's go to the second half of the Marquette game. First of all, St. John's game. I mean, what is it like to be in that kind of game with those kind of stakes? And every time you think you pulled away, they go on a little 4-0, 6-0 run, whatever it was. That game was insane. It was fun to watch. I hate to say that because I'm sure it was pretty stressful being on the court, but what was that game like?
I mean, honestly, it was fun. It was fun for me.
Yeah.
Truly, you know what I mean? We want to be in games like that, you know what I mean, where it's a real battle. Both teams are being tested in the moment. And, you know, one team is not giving up. No team is giving up. So it's great to be in that environment. It was so electric in the Garden. They had their fans, we had our fans, and you know, I'm really happy we came out with the win.
What about Mark? First of all, Marquette, second half. I mean, you had a couple really big shots there, man. I mean, the big three that really spread things open. By the way, Jalen Stewart, tell us a little bit about, I think Coach calls him Stewie, so I don't want to misspeak here, but I saw a smile come on your face as soon as I mentioned him. Tell us a little bit about him.
Yeah, Stewie is great, man. He's been working since June. You know, I mean, he has had an up and down year. Minutes has been low, sometimes it's been high, but he has gotten better and better since day one. Excuse me. Oh. And I was extremely happy for him, but I think the biggest tournament was his coming out party. He played two really, 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 really good games. And he was the one that sparked our win against Marquette, you know, hitting those big shots. And he enjoyed that moment, and we enjoyed it for him as well.
When he hit that bank three and just starts trotting backwards, kind of going backwards, you had to have something to say to him. Because, I mean, he was acting like that was his plan the whole time. And I was sitting there like, dude, look at my guy over here acting like that was what he was trying to do the whole time. But that was one of the, like, great UConn basketball moments that I think fans are going to remember forever.
Yeah, absolutely. He banked it in, and I'm telling him, yo, Stu, you're hot.
Yeah.
Shoot it again. Shoot another one. And then, obviously, he got the third one off, and that didn't hit nothing but the net. So, he was definitely hot, definitely steaming, but I mean, that's a moment he'll cherish, and a lot of UConn fans should cherish as well.
Yeah, I'm gonna do a little name drop here, but beginning of the season, so Paolo Banchero, who plays for the Magic, Orlando Magic, his dad and I are very close. I covered him while he was being recruited, and I bring it up because the parents still live in Seattle. They were like, "You gotta watch out for this Jalen Stewart kid." You know, his dad played at I forget where, whatever, blah blah blah. How hard do you think it is? And you maybe experienced this a little bit at A&M, but you know, it's one thing to be a freshman coming from New York or Boston or Jersey or whatever. I mean, he came from 3,000 miles away. I think it would have been the same for you when you were at A&M. How hard is that and is that something you're just trying to, like, you know, it's gonna be okay, it's gonna be okay, work through it, work, because I went to school not far from where I grew up, so I can't even imagine being 3,000 miles away.
Yeah, I mean, it's extremely difficult. You're away from your family, first and foremost. A lot of your friends don't go to school here with you. But, you know, I mean, I think we've just done a great job of bringing him in and treating him as family from the start. And, yeah, it's going to get tough. You know what I mean? I continue to talk to him, help him through it. But he's done a great job. I mean, he's a great kid. He's a hard worker. And he's just so mature, and he has done a great job this year.
Yeah, as an older player, I mean, not even just him, but when those guys first get there in June, I mean, how do you guys try to kind of help acclimate those guys that are new to college hoops?
Yeah, I mean, it's just spending time with them. I would say hanging out with them. that's the first thing. You know, I mean, we get a lot of time in the summer to bond, and I think that helps us with our team chemistry, and that helps them that they have someone there for them.
Very good. A couple more, we'll get you out of here. First of all, I didn't even ask. I mean, you know, we've talked really since we started about accomplishing, you know, not only the ultimate goal, but a lot of the goals that you guys were not able to accomplish last year. Big East regular season title on your senior day was won. What was it like when that buzzer goes final? Coach is hugging Jonathan the Husky on the sidelines there. And you guys could call yourselves Big East champs.
Yeah, I mean, it was an amazing feeling, I would say, you know, to be Big East tournament champs in New York. I'm from there, so, like, it was truly, like, a lot of mixed emotions. And it felt great, you know what I mean, that we accomplished the goal that we set out since June. And that our work has been worth it, you know what I mean? Our work has been awarded for how well we're doing.
We talked about the UConn fans last week. It's one thing to, you know, played a couple Friday nights here, but Saturday they had all day. Did they live up to your expectations?
Oh, yes, absolutely, man. The UConn nation came out, and they were amazing. And they gave us an edge. It felt like we were the home team for sure. You know, I mean, that is our third home gym, so we appreciate them so much.
Coach, Coach said you guys are 7-0 in Store South. So perfect. Real quick, you know, how do you guys, I mean, because, you know, it's funny, like 2-3 years ago, UConn's just happy to see their name called at all in the bracket, especially, you know, there had been a couple down years before you got there when Coach took over. Do you guys, like, do you even get together to watch the bracket show, or is it, what was Sunday like for you guys?
Oh, yeah, we drove back Sunday morning, got back, and then we met at around, like, 5:30 p.m., came back together, watched film on the last two games, broke that down, and then we all got gathered together, had a couple donors come, a lot of people, a lot of the coaches' families came. We all had a watch party, and it was a quick one because, you know, we were the first team to.
That's true. What do you guys, not to give away the game plan, but what do we know about Stetson so far?
Yeah, they have some really good guards. They can really, really ball. They have a good big man. He's very athletic. But that's a very older team, veteran team. And they're going to be ready to play. So we have to be ready as well.
How excited are you guys, and you specifically, but yeah, Store South in you know, MSG, it'll go, you know, across the bridge to Brooklyn, and to be able to basically play in front of your fans again for two more games, and then hopefully two more in Boston the following week.
Extremely, extremely excited, you know what I mean? See, I hope it feel like it did in Madison Square Garden, because it felt like we were home, and we're going to need that edge this weekend.
Tell you what, I don't really have much else for you, man. You know, these have been so fun. I'm so excited that we're here. Yeah, that's all I really got. real quick, again, where can everyone pick up your stuff? And by the way, how did the ticket situation work out last week? I know you were a little stressed about that at MSG.
I mean, I had to buy a couple. I'll tell you that much. But, you know what I mean? I kind of like shuffled it through first two games, had my friends come, then had some other people come the next two. My mom and dad, they always come to the games. So, I mean, I figured it out, had a little some help from my teammates, but had to buy a couple as well.
Fantastic. And Brooklyn going to be okay. It's a bigger arena, I think, so hopefully we could get more people in there this weekend.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
By the way, since you may have to buy a few tickets, one last time, where can people get the shirts and the tees and the headbands?
22threads.com/HassanDiarra. Ton of good merch. You can see my man Aaron is wearing it.
Yes.
Buy your headbands, shirts, hoodies, of course, man. Just support as much as you can. I appreciate you.
Well, we appreciate you, Hassan. We know it's a very busy time. We appreciate it. We will be watching. And best of luck this weekend against Stetson, and knock on wood, whoever else you guys play after that. By the way, also, thank you to Shea's Pizzeria and Sports Bar in Manchester, Connecticut. I've said it many times. Make sure if you are going to be watching the Huskies games Friday and Sunday, check out Shea's Pizzeria and Sports Bar in Manchester. Live music Friday and Saturday. They have been very helpful to us. We appreciate them. I appreciate Hassan. I'll talk to you next week, my man, okay?
All righty. Thank you.